Hello, everyone. The title for our devotion tonight is You Are a Letter of Christ. Our reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. You are our letter, Paul writes, written in our hearts, known and read by all men, being manifested that you are a letter of Christ cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. The reason why Paul wrote the first three verses of this chapter is that some peddlers of the Word of God, who actually were false teachers, had started carrying forged letters of recommendation to support their ministry. Paul stated that he needed no such letters. The believers to whom Paul and his companions had preached were enough of a recommendation. He writes in 2 Corinthians 3:2, again, you are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Their salvation was not the work of man, it is the work of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. Furthermore, Paul cannot take credit, nor any human being can take credit, for this process of conversion. It is the work of God's Spirit. It's not something you find in manuals or some human technique. Not at all. It's the work of God in the heart. We have been going through difficult times. People have been locked down, missed going to church and reading their Bible, and mostly they're worrying about this pandemic for many, many months. So in the midst of all this, we, the believers, are called to come forward and live Christ, so that as they read us, they will see that there is reality in the gospel and the message we preach. And it's because of the change that has come to our lives. But how do we test that? I wrote 5 points here, and these are questions we should ask ourselves, especially the new believers. Has my life been changed? Am I a real witness for Christ? Does my family see a change in me? Is the Holy Spirit controlling me? And lastly, does my life show the fruit of the Spirit? When people come in touch with me, do they see Christ and say, this is a different person? Or better yet, they say, I have known him or her before, but now I see something in him or her that appeals to me. This is the only way we can attract people to Christ. Our whole life changes and we become new men and women through the new birth. This is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, and you must probably know it by heart. It says, therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Dr. Ironside says in this respect, Christianity is not the natural life lived on a higher plane. It is a divine life manifested in the energy of the Holy Spirit. In the verses we read earlier, especially verse 2, Paul wrote, you are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Here comes the big question. How do people read me? Do they clearly read me? Am I difficult to understand? Do people get a question mark and have problems figuring me out? Another one. Am I easy to understand? Is my life simple for anyone to read? Here's another one. Am I that book that people love to have, be around, and emulate? And lastly, but not least, do they see Christ in me? A man of God once wrote, "The purpose of all our lives is to communicate Christ. We don't need to draw attention to ourselves, but to Him." And more people are ready to hear about what He means to us if we live our faith and share honestly what He's done with our problems and all our needs. When we project Christ in our lives and communicate His salvation, people can easily read us and believe our message. I enjoyed these four things written by an unknown Christian. I'd like to share them with you. It says a Christian should be, 1, a mind through which Christ thinks, a voice through which Christ speaks, a heart through which Christ loves, a hand through which Christ helps. May the Lord help each and every one of us to manifest all these characteristics in our lives. And may the Lord help our hearts to be pleasing to God. So when people see us or hear about us, they will say, "I have seen a glimpse of Jesus." That is what the apostle meant when he writes in verse 3, "You are a letter of Christ." You are a letter of Christ. The church is the epistle of Christ, and as such is expected to reveal who and what Jesus is. Amen. Until next time, keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.